Well, let's turn now to Aurora, Illinois, where police are still looking for answers after a gunman killed five at the Henry Pratt manufacturing plant on Friday. Investigators say 45-year-old Gary Martin began firing shortly after being fired. One of the questions, why did he pass a background check to legally purchase a handgun when he was a convicted felon? Well, it turns out applicants for Illinois owner ID cards are not fingerprinted. That happened when Martin later applied for a concealed carry permit, and the state then sent a letter telling him as a felon he was required to turn in his gun. The next question, what happened then? Well, while police look for answers, there's also gratitude. Five officers were also shot at that scene, but none were killed. All but one have been released from the hospital. This all reminded us of the recent spike in the on-the-job shooting deaths of police officers. In 1 week in January, an officer was shot and killed every day. And in 2018, there was a 13% jump in police shot on the job from the previous year. We called up Steve Graninger with the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund in Washington. They keep a law enforcement fatality tally. And thankfully, that January surge in officer gun deaths is down, but there's a caveat.
So we have a table on our website that we update every day that shows the total number of fatalities for this year compared to the same point in time last year. And while we were celebrating the decrease in firearms-related deaths for this year, I do note that we've lost six officers in traffic-related incidents compared to two at the same point in time last year. Now, those are small numbers, so they're small sample sizes, which then generates a very large percent change of 200% for that line item.
We are hearing that there's some science to show that police lights may play one role here. Many departments are switching to blue emergency lights because several studies show the color red is harder to see. It matches car taillights, for instance. But red may also have a moth effect. It may actually draw people rather than warn them away.
I've certainly heard that through some of my colleagues here at the Memorial Fund who work on our officer safety and wellness initiatives.
Others are saying that the problem is that the cars don't move over when they see an officer assisting someone on the side of the road. And also some of these fatalities have been people texting.
Yeah, you know, the move over law, Robin, is a really important one. It is the law in every state now. When you see a first responder vehicle with its emergency lights on, you're to move over, slow down, if and when you can, to give that officer and that motorist that they might be assisting the space they need to assist the motorist in a safe manner and keep the driver of the vehicles also safe so that there is that clear space just in case.
Well, some of the officers killed this year through those accidents, Dale James Woods from Ohio. He was hit by a pickup truck while trying to remove traffic cones from the scene of a crash. Clayton Joel Townsend from Salt River, Arizona, was walking to a car that he'd pulled over. Another car, operated by someone who admitted to texting, slammed into him. This is a huge danger for police officers.
It really is. You know, if you think about the traffic that we all struggle with in our local communities and, you know, think about getting out of your vehicle one day when you're sitting on a freeway and three or four lanes are jammed. Imagine if that traffic was moving at normal speed and what it would feel like to stand on the shoulder of that freeway outside of your vehicle. That is the situation that many of these law enforcement officers find themselves in when they are unfortunately struck and killed outside of their vehicle.
So police on-the-job deaths in traffic up. But as we said, thankfully, on-the-job gun-related deaths down after a spike in them last month. There must be some feeling of relief that that number has dropped.
There is a relief. Any day that we move forward and don't lose an officer is a good day. And one thing that I have learned about law enforcement and working with them for a number of years now is they're vigilant and they have an eye towards the future to try and prepare themselves, whatever unknown they may face when they answer that next call for service.
That's Steve Groninger with the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund in Washington, D.C. Steve, thanks so much for bringing us up to speed.
Thank you, Robin.
And the takeaway, see flashing lights on the side of the road, move over.